Phone Calls, an Uncharted fic written by Zoe, Desideratus at Tumblr. Read by Carol, Starshawn Storm at Tumblr. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice messaging system. Hey, Nate Drake. Crap. If you need something, call me back, leave your name, and oh, shit! So, last night you asked me if I wanted you to stop doing what you do. You reminded me that you consistently risk your life for things that might not even be real, and that you are always taking a chance on things that probably don't exist. You even told me that old bitch, I mean woman's appraisal of you. That she thought you got off on all of the blood, bullets, and broken bones you acquire. Well, I know what you get off on, and it isn't that. Then you said you are going to leave in 2 weeks to look for the Fountain of Youth. You asked me how I felt about that. And I think I said I needed a while to think. Well, here's how I feel, all right? I don't care. I want to do what you do, because I don't think I could do any of it without you. And if I didn't, if I couldn't, I don't know what I would do. My life would be a lot less interesting. I want to go back to the Great Wall of China and kiss you at the top of one of its towers like we almost did, but didn't the last time we were there. I don't care if I have to fight my way through 1,000 power-hungry assholes with guns. I can handle it. I want to be able to wake up in a hotel room next to you and feel the same as I would anywhere else just because you're there with me. I don't want to care whether we're safe or not. I don't need that. And if I have to be unsafe and reckless and unconventional, and if I have to do the wrong thing and make the wrong choice, I don't want it to be with anyone else but you. And that's how I feel about that. Also, Fountain of Youth? Midlife crisis much? I just call me back, all right?